While we know Central Ohio has the best football team, did you know we have the best credit union too? It's easy to fall for CME, Ohio's number one credit union. Recognized nationally and statewide by Forbes and rooted right here in Central Ohio. CME Federal Credit Union. Bank with the best. Membership subject to eligibility. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. Visit cmefcu.org for additional details.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Hey everyone, today's episode is brought to you by our incredible sponsors that help make this show happen.
The Outdoor Podcast is proudly brought to you by XOP Outdoors, Carbon Express, Block Targets, Moultrie, Gas Bowstrings, and Burris Optics, produced by Bowhunter Planet. We thank you for tuning in and being a part of our outdoor heritage.
Grab your favorite bow, your pack, your chair, and let's get started. Welcome to the Outdoor Pod, Bitties.
Boom.
Welcome to the Outdoor Podcast by Bowhunter Planet. I'm Tim. This is co-host extraordinaire Dave. Actually host, not co-host. I can't even call you a co-host. But we are talking winter camping tips today. We're actually really excited because we're going to be going out here in the next, we're going out in the next week, but we're going to be going out over the next month or so. Ooh, yeah, that'll keep you warm.
Yeah, stay warm out there.
Little bottle of booze. And so we've been talking a lot about, like, okay, we have our campers out there. What do we need to do? What do we need to think about to make sure that we have a good experience and that we just don't waste our whole time out there getting frustrated because things aren't working, things are freezing. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you definitely need to know what you're doing because I do think it's important. I think but the coolest parts about winter camping to me would be the campsites you're using, because you're going to have probably very cool scenic things to see. Really beautiful sceneries that you could explore and find. I mean, you got to remember, this is a different look than what you're used to in the summer stuff. You have no leaves. You're able to see better. The wildlife's probably easier to find and locate. You're also going to have a lot less people around. So you're going to have a lot more time to yourself and your family, whoever's going with you. First off, you're going to need a Four Seasons type camper. So it's got to be a Four Seasons.
If you're going to go for more than like a day or two.
Yeah, because that means 100%. The camper's like made for winter. It's like enclosed on the bottom, so all your piping can't get just instantly frozen. And when I have like mines like that, and so how it works is when you have the heater on, there's a heating duct that goes through that channel of an area, and that's called your piping. So it stays warm from your heat system, warming that area up, just as like your house.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the scenery, I think being there, it's a great adventure. You can have a lot of adventures doing this. So like skiing, hunting, there's a lot of different things you can do in the late season. I did a hunting adventure and I camped a couple years ago there at the airport when we did that. And that was fun. It was a good experience. Fishing, just off the grid, you know, but you do have to be careful from freezing stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you got to stay warm. You got to keep your pipes warm so that you can, you know, have things to use. I think the biggest tip that I have, and I'm just going to bust out my biggest one right up front, heated blanket. Heated blanket.
I never would have thought Tim would say heated blanket.
It is amazing. It is amazing. Having a heated blanket when it's cold out, you can just adjust it and have the perfect sleep no matter what. Nice and crispy inside the camper, but your toes are nice and toasty. I mean, you can't beat that, you know?
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, you got to know what you're doing. Some of the things that we have been prepping for ours is, you know, we have a well on the property and a spigot off that well. We spent a little bit of time, you know, putting a well, what do you call it? Well house around it, mm-hmm. to keep it kind of wet
the wind.
Elements.
Yeah.
We also wrapped it with heat tape so that if it gets really cold, we can plug that in, keep it unfrozen. What we do is we're not planning on running water to our camper constantly because it'll freeze. We're going to, you know, fill up our tanks rather than run lines to it. I actually ran into that issue last year where my lines, I didn't realize it was going to be so cold, and the hose line froze up in my camper, and it took like half a day to unfreeze it, and it was a big pain in the butt. So
yeah, you can't really have an external line going in for water. It would have to be either wrapped with insulation and a heat tape. That'd be the only way. So for instance, like the best way to handle this would be to go to the fill station, fill up your camper with water, and then that's it. You fill it up, you take the hose out, you put it away, you tighten the thing down, and then now the water's internal, and that water, like I said before, will be heated by the heating system that keeps your Four Seasons camper going.
So, and it's a bigger volume of water, so it won't freeze as
fast. Yes, correct.
Which is good. But then the other thing is, like, how do you heat your camper, right? And, you know, I've personally, but, you know, use it at your own risk, I guess, is I personally use an electric heater for my primary, and then I use the propane heater, for actual furnace, as a backup. Mainly because when I go to a campground, I'm not paying for the electricity, but I'm paying for the propane refill, right? So you
cheapskate.
Absolutely. However, I mean, you know, use at your own peril. There are people out there who say never ever use an electric heater in your camper because the outlets aren't installed to the quality that a house is, so that, you know, much voltage or amp or whatever you want to call it going through those lines that much, you know, could cause fire hazard and that kind of thing. Maybe it'll happen to me, maybe I'll regret it, but, you know, I'm using it right now regardless. But a warm cup of coffee in the morning doesn't hurt either.
Yeah, a lot of times, basically what most people I know do is if you have the ability to hook up to electricity, you would use like a little electric heater. You want to keep an eye on it, of course, you know, but the other thing is if you're off grid, you're most likely using propane. So keep that in mind, because you probably won't have enough juice even with batteries to run electric
heater. Yeah, which, you know, propane isn't bad.
No, I'm just saying there's two different sources basically here, you know, what we're talking about.
Kind of give yourself an idea. So my camper is a hybrid camper, right? So my propane heater would work over time compared to something like what Dave has, which is fully enclosed and insulated, because I have vinyl, you know, sides on mine that are just exposed to the air outside. And I've done, you know, camping in 30 degree weather, no problem. But I do run through the propane quite a bit. Like I remember when I went, on one camping trip, I think it was a 5-day trip. It was in the high 30s, low 40s at night. And I went through 20 pounds in 3 days.
Wow.
Jeez. So, I mean, but that was running it constantly, right? Yeah. Like just constantly. And like I said, my camper takes a lot of extra power to stay heated just because of the setup that it is.
So. Yep. So some of the safety tips I kind of came, it says safety essentials. Some tips I found online, it says install a carbon monoxide detector and test it. Keep a backup heat source like a Mr. Buddy heater rated for indoor use.
I've done that.
Which I still don't recommend those indoors.
I've done that.
You can do it. I'm just saying, be careful. Have snow chains, shovel, and traction mats if traveling icy roads. So to keep that in mind. Sorry, it jumps to two different things here. two separate topics. So it says pro tips, always check campground availability. Some offer heated bathhouses and winter hookups. Keep a small electric heater near your water pump area to prevent freezing. Store extra fuel, water, and food since driving conditions may change quickly. Highly recommend Dittany Moore. Tim's favorite. Totally put in cans, corned beef hash, anything in cans you can put away in your camper, like soups, just do it anyway. Like I went and bought a couple cans of soup the other day to put in Kevin's camper. Cause I was like, you know, in case I get hungry in the middle of the night,
yeah,
I have something I can make real quick, you know, just something you can open and it's a meal, you know? The other thing is best winter RV destinations. Now I'm very surprised to see this, but it is a wide open area here. It says Michigan's Upper Peninsula. That comes up. That's interesting. I can't say this. It's
Taquamna
Falls. Is that by you, Kevin? Yeah, it's somewhere by you though, right? On the way to you? Like an hour away from you or? Okay, so the falls, there's Porcupine Mountains or Houlton area.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Lots of snow over there,
okay, man. Lots and then Colorado and Utah, great for skiing and hot springs. Tennessee and Arkansas, milder weathers, open campgrounds year-round. Florida and Texas Hill Country for snowbirds who want warmth but still camp in winter months. Now, camping in Florida in the winter, though, Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong, is just straight-up normal camping, right? Because it's hot. It's like 80s. You just need air conditioning. Okay, yeah. You guys can't hear him, but he said you still need air conditioning, but that's really it because it's the weather there. Now, I wonder camping what it'd be like.
The winter is like camping in Michigan.
But I wonder what it'd be like to camp in Florida in the summer. Would it be too hot for an RV?
Yeah. I don't know. So I've done 100-degree plus camping many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
It's rough.
Yeah. You know?
Like when the camper is probably only running at that point 15 degrees cooler, 20 degrees cooler than what it is outside.
Yeah, yeah.
So when it's 100 outside, you're probably still running 80 on the inside. However, that 20 degree difference is a lifesaver.
Mm-hmm,
like sitting outside for an hour and then going in to an 80 degree, you know, no humidity is a huge, huge, huge difference.
Yeah.
It feels really good.
Yeah.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breasts, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, yeah, but it is. I mean, the air conditioners work extra time on those days for sure.
Yeah, and also depends on the type of camper you have. Some campers will have two air conditioners. Some have, you know, the size, if it's hard shell, soft shell.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, is yours rated for winter camping, being a hybrid?
You know, it is. So it is a underbelly sealed.
That's interesting, but it can handle the tarp.
But it's the high. Yeah, like I wouldn't want to do it like with a bunch of weight on it.
Yeah, I feel like you'd almost have to put the bed out, but then put like a tarp over the bed just to give you extra heat from escaping.
You can. I mean, they make blankets. That
yeah, like a blanket. Yeah, like yeah. That's interesting.
You know, a couple nights is
a little banky. Banky.
It's actually not bad because it's like cold where you're sleeping, and then like you get up, and then the inside it's all
it's a little warm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, so it's nice.
All right, guys, we'll be right back after this break. Check out these great sponsors and make sure you guys go over to the website and check them out in a second. All right, what are we going to add to this? We're going to add something. Only 10 minutes. Kevin, what do we say? We need some more topics for this topic. We got 10 minutes. We only did 10 minutes so far. We have to do at least 5 more minutes. We're doing that winter camping was the... But I think we said most of the stuff.
Other winter stuff?
Is birding a thing in the winter?
Those heater things, they have tip over devices to chum up. Also, you're talking about electricity. A lot of campers have the
GFI?
Yeah.
The GFI.
That's a good point.
Okay.
Yep.
That way, you're talking about.
Yep.
The GFI, it overheats.
I like it.
All right, we'll come back with that. Then let's go into like cooking, maybe with camping, cooking and camping. And just we'll end with that because that gives us a little something to talk about. We know a little bit. we can talk about how Kevin did over the fire and you did over the fire.
You know what we'll talk about too is like the shelter that we're doing.
Yeah. Okay. We did mention some. I did say skiing, fishing, hunting. I didn't say sledding.
Yeah. I like it. All right. Well, we are back.
We're back.
You know, just kind of talking a little
bit. Time to open this.
Offline during the commercial break about, like, still, you know, the heating in the wintertime and stuff like that. And Kevin brought up a good point of, you know, if you're going to use one of those electric heaters inside, usually campers have a GFI outlet. And plugging into that is a great way to, you know, keep it even safer so that pops before, you know, the breaker and causes any issues. So, great idea. I like that, actually. I think I'm going to have to change
one. Sounds good.
I think one of the other ways we're trying to stay warm, you know, we're going out in our little hunting excursion. It's going to be like in the low 30, you know, mid 30s.
Good news or bad news?
What?
Do you want the good news or bad news?
Did it come? Uh-oh. What?
Comes tomorrow.
Really?
So you'd have to come pick it up.
6th.
I know. Unless it's there right now.
I'm not coming and picking it up.
I'll be. That sucks. So I was hoping we get to put it up to test it, you know?
Yeah.
But go ahead. Sorry.
But we're going to be putting up like a canopy shelter with sides so that we can sit in there and stay warm with a little heater, like a little buddy heater.
Oh, no, it's there.
Oh, it is?
It's there. Perfect. All right. Stop by after and grab it.
Live. We got it live. But that'll be fun. I think it'll be nice to, like, so you're not stuck in the camper the whole time, right? Mm-hmm. We can go outside. We can set up a little TV. We can have our cooking equipment in there.
Yeah,
we can have some chairs, and we can just chill in this nice little warm little
igloo dome. Yeah, it's like a 12 by 12.
12 and a half by 12 and a half.
So, pop up, right? It's a pop up. It's a just hub. Like a 10 by 10 hub style would put up, but it's octagon.
Yep.
And it's got covered the sides, covered sides. And you can, in the summer, you can actually use it as well with the sides open, and it's a mesh, so the bugs can't get in. You can eat in there.
Yep.
Have a fan in there. Yeah. So, I mean, I think we'll be able to use it for multiple things. You could actually probably hunt out of it.
I think you could if they had a big enough.
It's like a tan color. It's pretty cool. Like, I'm excited about it.
12 by 12. I mean, that's going to be a big, but
hopefully we can open it this weekend. I'd like to see it. You know, we can test it a little bit.
I think
see.
We're going to, yeah.
That'd be so fun. And then actually, we probably leave it up if we pin it down, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, we could, because I'll be there the next weekend, so I can always, you know, see what it's like and take it down if we need to.
We will be gone for about 4 weeks, though.
But I'll be back the next weekend.
But after that, you won't.
But yeah, after that, I don't know if we want to leave it up for that long.
This isn't a stick. It's a climbing tool. Purpose-built. Field proven. Ridiculously capable. Meet Hydro, the new standard in micro-light climbing performance. Engineered for hunters who climb smarter, faster, and farther, Hydro is equipped with the XR2 rope system, a lightning-fast, rock-solid attachment that thrives in both traditional and technical climbing setups. The wide V bracket, paired with Axis teeth, locks into any tree type with total confidence, minimizing kickout, maximizing control. Fast up, solid down, no wasted energy. Built from our proprietary I7 alloy, Hydro delivers insane strength with minimal weight. An ergonomic handle gives you more comfort on long ascents, and integrated attachment points let you customize with aiders to match your climb style. Each Hydro comes standard with the Reactor 3-step aider, ready to run straight out of the box. Minimal, modular, mission ready. Whether it's the first stick on the tree or the last one down, Hydro is built to perform.
Yeah, and what did we talk about, the adventures for camping? Like we said, you can do hiking, skiing. We kind of mentioned that earlier. And cooking, that's, you know, to me, Tim and I love, well, Tim's better than I am, but cooking out there is so fun. And open fire cooking. You did the steaks. Kevin did the hot dogs, the beans.
Yeah,
the,
anytime you can do open
just
fire,
it so just tastes good. Like, but the flavor's so good. You can taste that little smoky flavor and everything.
Yep. Potatoes, corn on the cob, and some sort of meat. Like, that is the perfect combo for open fire cooking. So
you have to find the little meat markets wherever you go, because we found one by us and it is amazing. lights out. They take the chicken, it's garlic. What is it? Garlic butter chicken. It's
marinated in butter.
So good.
Think about that. Marinated in butter.
So juicy.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And so we just blackstone it. And Tim did the other day, did like potatoes. What'd you put on those potatoes, by the way?
Dano's original.
Oh, it was Dano's.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I had. It was pretty good, I thought.
Did you put oil on them and then Dano's?
Butter.
Butter, okay. Yeah, because I made those today. Actually, I was trying to copy you, but I didn't put Dano's. I stick garlic salt, but it was pretty good.
I like garlic salt. You just need something basic with potatoes. Corn on the cob, the way I always do my corn on the cob is I soak it first. Mm. Keep the husk on, soak it, throw it on the fire, but then let it get like nice. And it takes longer than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Made the mistake of letting my wife do it on the open.
That first one was raw, bro. That first one was raw.
There was a couple that weren't cooked.
I started eating that. I was like, this thing is raw.
She's like, are these done? I'm like, I don't know. She's like, they look done. I'm like, okay. And then they weren't done.
It was still good. Yeah. Actually, that stuff you could eat it raw. It's so sweet.
It is. Sweet corn, you can. There's no problem with it. It just doesn't have that same.
No, it's not hot. You know, you feel good. Sure. Heat just,
But we'll have to do some different stuff and report back. For sure.
Oh, and we also bought a bottle of bourbon or something. What is it?
Skankies.
Oh my gosh. It's almost like a Kahlua. We're so excited about it. It's got this really cool bottle.
Yeah.
And it's like a vanilla flavored liqueur. And you put it in coffee. You can drink it straight. You didn't really, it tastes so good. You
pretty good
just
stuff.
Like it's just like vanilla and sugar is what it tastes like to me. But
that'll warm you up.
Yeah, Tim, I don't actually drink a lot, but it was just like that one bottle. Like, look at this bottle. This bottle's been here for a year. We haven't touched it, but I just opened it. But this is from this company called Drop.
You opened it?
12. I did
What's
open it.
What's wrong with you?
I figured.
That's your ADD kicking in.
Now I want to smell it. And it smells awesome. It smells so good.
I don't know. Yeah.
This looks great. And these guys sent us two of these bottles. I gave one to Jamie. I think he drank it already because he was real big into bourbon for a while.
Well, that isn't bad, actually.
Yeah, it smells good.
Wow.
What's it say about the bottle?
I can't. I don't have my glasses.
Is this something by age?
It's 12 year.
Bourbon, whiskey, age, something.
Rope Kind 12 point bourbon whiskey finished in brandy barrels.
Brandy barrels. So I'll check these guys out when you get time, guys. It was nice on the sun. It's a couple of bottles.
Drop Time. I don't know why I said Rope Time. Drop Time.
Yeah, it looks great. And it came with this cool bag. I'm pretty excited about this bag. Oh, look, I lost the thing.
Uh-oh.
Oops. There's we'll like a horn or something.
Like yeah.
We'll anyway,
but
all right, guys,
we're gonna get out of here. We're gonna go stay warm ourselves.
Yeah, look, wish us luck. We're gonna go have some fun and do some hunting.
We'll see you here next time on the Outdoor Podcast.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.